Patient's first name is A-N-T-H-O-N-Y. Last name I-D-A-R-R-A. Date of birth 071584. Date of encounter 082724. History of present illness. This is a 40-year-old male in for routine checkup for its new diagnosis of diabetes. States he's had multiple problems with his medications, and he's been changed to multiple medications. He himself has changed his metformin prescription from 1,000 twice a day to 1,000 once a day. He is aware that his A1C is 9.7 and his diet needs to change and he needs to be more active. Also, he's aware that he needs to come off of nights and work days for his health concerns, because now he's starting to complain of numbness and tingling in his feet, as well as pain at night due to the weight of the bed sheets on his feet. Does take his blood sugar at home. States it's usually in the 180 to 250 range, and that he is working on his diet. This is very difficult for him, and he's having a hard time adjusting. His labs were last taken 3 months ago with A1C of 9.7. No reports of lightheadedness, dizzy. Next paragraph, medical history, hypertension and diabetes. Next paragraph, surgical history, contributor. Next paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies. Next paragraph, social history, does occasionally drink alcohol. No reports of tobacco use. Next paragraph, labs in office. We'll run full panel to evaluate for his A1C. As this is a 3-month checkup. Next paragraph, physical exam. No acute distress noted. Awake, alert, and oriented times 3. EENT exam is within normal limits. Airway is patent. Neck is supple with no thyroid enlargement. Respiratory system is clear. Breast sounds noted. Abdomen is soft and untender. Cardiovascular system is regular rate and rhythm. Skin is without rash or lesions. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Diagnosis, hypertension and diabetes, erectile dysfunction. Plan. We'll continue the lisinopril and for monitoring blood pressure at home. Metformin for the diabetes, we will continue the metformin at 1,000 milligrams once a day, and we'll add glipizide 5 milligrams to help control blood sugars. And for the erectile dysfunction, we'll give Viagra for assistance. Part of the plan is continued lab work. We'll draw labs in the office today to determine his A1C, how well he's doing, a long discussion regarding diet and exercise, lifestyle changes, and the importance of controlling the diabetes as it's progressive, now the neuropathy in the feet, as well as the erectile dysfunction directly related to the uncontrolled diabetes. Patient was somewhat receptive, did understand the importance, but also was still not fully grasping the concept of how dire this is, and to his overall health. His wife was in room to help explain, as well as get patient to be more compliant with his diet. And we will follow up with him in 3 months to do another A1C. Patient is discharged in stable condition.